Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to another episode of Deep Focus. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you joining us because we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we're only doing it because of you. So thanks. Please continue to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. We appreciate it very much. As you know, the United States is at war. Israel is at war, both with Iran, of course. The European Union's halfway in, NATO's halfway in, and it's just really messing up the global economy. Gas prices are skyrocketing, the dollar is dropping, and a lot of investors really don't know where to go. We're going to talk about this today with Shannon Davis. Shannon is the CEO of American Alternative Assets. And, you know, Shannon, we've had similar conversations before. People always need someplace to go when the dollar is worth less and less every time you open a newspaper. Bitcoin's not going to do it, because what is Bitcoin? It's not, it's 17th century Dutch tulip bulbs is really what it comes down to. I've been doing this a long time. I've learned that the numbers that Washington gives the gives us and the reality on the ground are two different things. People are looking for a stable asset. They're looking for some place to protect their lifelong assets. So what do we do, Shannon?
Yeah, well, great to be with you again here, John. And yeah, the war that we're in right now is some scary stuff. And man, I was just reading some more about that this morning in regards to Iran, really, you know, they got a chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, and it's you nailed it. I mean, that lives in everything. Once oil prices goes up, and you know, your heating bill, medical, you name it. So scary stuff. And yeah, I think really, you know, what this is also doing, it's somewhat of a distraction. I hate to say it like that, but you know, the job crisis nobody's talking about is some of the things that we're focusing on. War is war, but I tell you, at the same time, that reality hits home for me on jobs, because less and less people have work these days. And that's exactly, you know, what is keeping people up at night. And these the numbers, there's just a huge gap right now between the numbers that the government is spitting out versus what's really out there.
I want to get into that. Actually, we've had two negative jobs reports in February. I'm reading that five of the last 9 months have been negative. That doesn't sound like the strong economy they keep telling us about. That sounds to me like we're going into a recession. And then couple that with the fact that there will absolutely positively be inflation because of the drop in oil exports from the Persian Gulf.
Yes, huge drop-offs. I mean, people are panicking right now. Premiums are 20-30% higher that they're paying. But yeah, that it doesn't sound like a strong economy. We've been in recession if you technically look at the technical side of it. And you know, I talk to retirees every single day. Some of your viewers, to be exact, we're working with now and protecting and preserving their wealth, which we're grateful to be able to do, thanks to you and to them as well. And so, you know, but yeah, we've got retirees that have worked 30, 40 years. They've saved their money. They've built their retirement accounts. And five of the last 9 months of negative payroll, that's not a blip. That's a pattern. Real unemployment is at 5.6%. And that's a flashing red warning sign for anyone with retirement accounts, because that is what it starts to affect.
You know, nobody on the mainstream channels or in the mainstream, even print media outlets, is really reporting that 5.6% number. They give you the sanitized version. And I will add that since Ronald Reagan was president, we have lumped in the military as employed Americans in that 5.6% number. And another important aspect is that the 5.6% number does not include people who are underemployed or people who have had such a difficult time finding employment that they've dropped out of the process and are no longer looking.
Nailed it. Yeah, that one to me is insane. Since they couldn't find work, which has been a challenge for a long time since COVID. There's been literally a hiring freeze since COVID. So that one always mind boggles me for sure. I was just listening to a report this morning coming in. Since 2019, they say we've created 6 million jobs. But they also say we need two. So if you do the math, 6 years, that's 1 million a year. And I still don't believe that number personally. That's just me. But even if you believe that number, it's 1 million jobs a year. And the same people that are giving those statistics say you need 2.5 million jobs a year. So they're reporting as if that's a good number when it's a horrific number, instead of reporting that we're 9 million jobs shy of what they say we need. So, yeah, and it just, again, it all circles back to a lot of the uncertainty, these type of things, like, when the labor market weakens like this, and it has been for a long time, the stock market follows, your 401k is sitting on a foundation that's getting ready to crack and literally implode. And this is exactly when gold and silver historically protect your wealth. Real assets you can hold, not Wall Street promises, is what most people are banking on these days.
Yeah. The fact that it's real. In our very first conversation that you and I had, we talked about that. That's something I really like. So actually, first, let me run a couple of viewer questions by you from our last conversation.
Yeah.
We took these out of the chat. Out of the chat. Donna D asks, isn't gold going to get confiscated? And this is something that actually people ask me with some frequency. Is it possible that gold is going to be confiscated? Bitcoin is a total scam. And what happens to silver? Forgive me, but I feel like compelled to comment on Bitcoin. I'm not an idiot, right? I like to think that I'm pretty well
read.
No,
you're not.
But yes, I just don't get it. What is it? It doesn't even, you can't see it. It's like out there in the ether somewhere. And we're supposed to trust that we can just put our money in this long line of ones and zeros and call that, what, an investment? So first, is there any chance gold
or
is
going to
be confiscated? Or money. It's not money. Confiscation of gold. And what happens to silver?
Yeah, right. No, great question. Actually, kind of surreal. This is the one that you picked, John. My mom's name is Donna Davis, and she's no longer with us, and we called her Donna D. So, crazy how stuff works. But that's a great question. Look, 1933 gold confiscation under FDR. That happened under very different circumstances, literally emergency conditions. I mean, we're talking about the Great Depression. The world is completely different now. There's no gold standard to protect anything. That was removed back in 1971. The government has no mechanism or motivation really to confiscate private gold holdings today, especially with central banks, buying record amounts. Central banks that rule like our whole world, that's what runs the financial systems. And so, I mean, themselves are hoarding just copious amounts of gold. So that's just not a reality that's going to happen in 2026. When you talk about silver, it's both a precious metal and it's an industrial metal too. So, I mean, the entry level for that couldn't be any better. Solar panels, electronics, military applications, so much silver goes into military equipment and missiles. And what are we in right now? You just opened up with it. We're in a massive war. And so it's just going to generate more and more demand. And right now that demand's through the roof. We've seen 3 straight years of supply deficiency for silver. So when you have a metal being consumed that fast, and it's mined and investors are piling in, that's a powerful setup. So that's a great question by Donna D, and a great name too, man. Well, it's kind of emotional.
So silver is being consumed faster than it's being mined?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You talk about AI. I mean, AI is We've had an AI boom. These data centers are consuming silver. It's in everything you can think of. Truly.
Jeez. What about silver as a purchase? Do you think people should be buying silver, and especially people who can't afford to buy an ounce of gold? Let's say, is silver a good entry level investment?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna have some more volatility. The truth is there because of the asset versus gold, but you're gonna have a lot more growth too, you know, with it, and not a lot of risk, you know, versus the reward the way that we look at it. But absolutely, silver is the people's metal, as we refer to it, more accessible than gold. You can start building a position without tens and thousands of dollars. Right now, supply, demand, you know, the fundamentals are some of the strongest we've ever seen. And it's what we were just talking about, the industrial demand from green energy and technology. It's consuming massive amounts, and it adds investment demand on top of the, you know, the market demand. You know, experts are calling for some big growth in silver. So the position to buy right now, the entry level, it couldn't be any better, John.
Very good. Now let's get into what's really happening with consumer spending, because frankly, this is alarming. Shannon.
You're right.
I want to talk about what's happening at the cash register. January retail sales came in negative, which was a surprise. And I'm seeing places like Walmart, Target, the big bellwether, you know, chain stores, they're cutting prices and cutting staff. When, why, for what reason does that happen? That happens, I think, when people are scared. So why do you think we're seeing what historically has been an anomaly?
Yeah, I mean, well, when they're scared, that's flight to safety. When Walmart's cutting prices and staff, that's a warning siren that the American consumer is tapped out financially. Especially if you're not shopping at Walmart, that's what it's built for. You know, these companies have billions in data telling them, you know, people can't spend money right now, and it goes back to how we, you know, started the conversation here. You know, the job market is not strong. It's not a thriving labor market, and you're seeing it in stores like Walmart, Target, you know, big, you know, conglomerate companies. They're huge.
You know, just today there was a piece in the Washington Post saying that 1/3 of Americans say that they are currently skipping meals in order to afford medicine. That's the kind of economy that we're in right now. And labor productivity actually dropped in the fourth quarter of the last fiscal year. So walk me through what that means in plain English. What should we take from it?
Wow, that's a powerful article you read in the Post. That's
terrible.
Wow.
Just terrible.
Yeah. Healthcare. I was looking at some reports. Healthcare is up in certain areas, 15%. These are for retirees where they're on fixed incomes. It's insane. My grandmother, it reminds me of my grandmother. I mean, she's living on maybe $1,800. I don't know if you remember JCPenney's. It's an old store. Some of them are still open.
Yeah.
Yeah. She retired from there. I think her pension's like all of $600. Social Security is 1200. Yeah. So yeah, that's scary. I mean, when productivity drops, it means demand is falling. Pretty simple. If there's no demand, then there's no productivity. This is textbook set up before any major layoffs. Like, that's what people should be preparing for. Once that starts, it becomes a downward spiral that crushes everything in its path. Everything's going to come down with it. Retirement accounts included, John. So that's what we have to be prepared
for. That's right. So what should someone do? They're sitting there. They're 62. I'm almost 62. Say they're 62, 65. They've got their life savings in a retirement account that's tied to the stock market, which is just being shocked right now, day to day. What do they do?
Yeah, it is.
It really is. I mean, when you see swings of 800 points, 1,000 points in one day, it makes it hard to sleep at night.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can feel safe in a market like that. It's extremely volatile. There's some professionals out there that know what they're doing that watch this thing and trade it daily. But, you know, 95 to 99% of people don't know what's in their 401k. And that's just a reality. And, you know, what they should do is prepare. Don't wait for something to change. Don't wait for the next day to be down 800 and something points. Right now you can take a portion of that retirement account and move it into physical gold or silver, real metals, not paper, it's inside a tax advantaged IRA. You control it. So control is big. That's how you protect 30 years of your working, retirement before there is a big correction in the market like we've seen throughout history. So prepare is the number one thing.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be prepared. And the beautiful thing is that you can do that without incurring a tax penalty. And you know what? Let me add something too. I had to tap an IRA prematurely. And
okay.
And it's going to take years to get past the tax penalty. What we're talking about here, though, there is no tax penalty, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's right, John. It's a direct rollover from an existing retirement account into a precious metals IRA, which is still just it's a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. It's just self-directed. I mean, you've got control, but there is no taxable event. There's no penalties. It's your money. You're just moving it somewhere safer is what we believe. And the numbers prove that over the last 5,000 years. And that's exactly what, we help families do every single day, John. And it's simple. It's a simple process.
Shannon, I want to go somewhere that I think is being completely ignored. We have this oil shock hitting us right now, and every American has seen a change of at least 25% in the price of gas over the last 7 days. This is the worst possible time because the economy is not on sturdy legs. I'm a student of history. Right. I remember the 70s. I remember my father actually switching the license plates on our cars because you could only get gas on like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when you had license plate ending in an even number, and Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday in an odd number. It was a mess. Like I said, I'm a student of history. I remember these events in the 70s. I remember what an oil shock did to this country. Is that what we're looking at again here?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, you opened up with it, right? I mean, oil prices are skyrocketing. Record levels again. And history, you nailed it. History tends to repeat itself over and over again, especially if you're following, what happens throughout history. And that's a great story. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
So he switched license plate. What a phenomenal story.
He used to illegally switch the license plate.
Well, this piece of the puzzle that most people are missing, and it's the most dangerous one if you're not paying attention. And you're talking about the 70s, right? 1973, 1979, jump up to 1990. Every time oil shocks hit a weak economy, we get a brutal recession. Stocks drop, throughout those time periods, on average 40%. So, this is history repeating itself again. And so people need to pay attention, open their eyes.
Yeah, 1973, the Arab oil embargo, 1979, the Iranian revolution, 1990, the Gulf War. And now here we are in 2026 with the Iran war. So we've got these rising oil prices, and we have to be honest about it. If the Iranians are successful in closing the Strait of Hormuz, which they are determined to do, oil prices are going to skyrocket. And then couple that with a weakening economy, and we're in trouble.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I would argue a very weak, not weakening, it's a weak economy. It has been for a very, very long time. So, you know, negative payrolls, falling retail sales, dropping productivity, and now throw in an oil shock on top of that. Oil is the lifeblood of the economy. It touches, like we were talking about earlier, everything. Your groceries, your heating bills, your shipping costs. Think about that. You know, a truck that needs to ship something, a plane, you know, manufacturing. When oil spikes in a weak economy, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire, and you know, that's, it's going to burn. And you know, you mentioned the Iran revolution. I mean, they've been preparing for this day for almost 50 years. I mean, they'll go down swinging till their death. And so this is something that I see them being successful with, John, don't you?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a serious challenge. You know, the Strait of Hormuz is very, very narrow. You don't even need to mine it.
Really?
You just have to sink a ship in it, and it just closes the shipping lanes. And then everybody's screwed. Yeah. You know, let me ask you a follow-up to that. In those periods that we just talked about, 73, 79, 90, mm-hmm. what did gold do mm-hmm. in those periods?
Yeah, so gold went from 35 to over 800 by 1980.
800.
35. It was still at the standard, right? And then it went to over 800 by 1980. And it's never gone lower than that. That's 2000%, give or take. I'm not a mathematician, but you know, it's a huge gain while stocks got destroyed. Silver did even better when the economy weakened and oil spiked. Gold and silver thrive. You know, families who own them, gold or silver, they were protected. I want people to understand that. That's really what it is. It's just, you know, it's just a safe place for your money when things are going crazy like this. I mean, there's chaos everywhere, John.
Yeah. It's powerful to think about. I've got one more topic, and this one really gets my blood boiling. So Shannon, there's something happening right now that reminds me of like 2007, 2008, which was a deeply troubled economic time. You've got this private credit market and you've got regular retail investors, everyday Americans who are just, you know, trying to buy on the dip, which is what, you know, we're taught to do. They think the stock market only goes up. That sounds familiar, I'm sure, because we've been hearing it for years. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's there's a couple things it brings up for me. You know, number one, I'm always hearing this, is gold's too high to buy, silver's too high to buy. But at the same time, the stock market went over 50,000, the Dow in particular, and everybody was buying. Now it's down, and that happened just this year, and now it's back down under, I think, looking at it right now, it's almost under 47,000. So that's 3,000 points, and we're not even halfway through March right now. So it sounds exactly like 2007, John, and it's breaking my heart, because I've seen this movie before, and I'm only 50. So imagine if you're older. We've seen it. You know, private credit is a thick tick. It's like a ticking time bomb. Excuse me. It's ready to explode. Loans made by hedge funds, shadow lenders, defaults are rising. I just was listening to a report this morning where defaults are rising in Texas as we speak. You know, the rates have gone down for mortgages, but home prices haven't. No one can afford home prices right now. And so everything's coming to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I can't afford these crazy prices.
It's tough. And even with the rates going down, money's still too expensive. So, you know, and again, there people are defaulting. That's rising. There's no transparency on the losses. It's the same dynamics as 2008's mortgage securities. That we never fixed that problem, John.
No, we didn't. It's funny. It's the same problem. It just goes by different names depending on whoever happens to be in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really. Yeah. you know, retail investors keep buying the dip. They think the market's always, it's always going to come back. But the fundamentals, they've changed. You know, jobs, you know, fallen like they have, spending being down, and this, and oil, the oil spike right now, is adding to all this stuff that was already there. You know, credit, the bust is building underneath everybody. You know, we have a huge credit issue. I mean, our debt's almost now $39 trillion, John. And, we've talked about that before. It's growing by $1 billion a day with what they're spending on this war. If that's even a real number, is it more? What do you think?
There was a piece in today's New York Times saying that yesterday the Pentagon admitted that this is costing $3.2 billion a day to prosecute this war.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Wow. It's mathematically unsustainable. And, you know, that's why you got to be, that's why the dollar is at a 4-year low. You mentioned that earlier too. It's on pace to lose, I think, 18%. And this is not my numbers. These are
crazy.
These are the analysts' numbers that are watching it. That's a pretty big drop, especially when inflation, I mean, they say they've got it under control, but I see at the grocery store things continuing to go up and costs continuing to go up. So it's an interesting time we're in, John, for sure.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a dangerous time. So how should people get started to try to protect themselves? What's the first step?
Yeah, great question. And you know, some of the viewers have taken that step, and I truly, Excellent. Truly know they're in a better position now. You know, call us, talk to a real specialist who will walk you through exactly how precious metals IRAs work, if that's you know, an option for you, or cash purchase works. No pressure, no obligations. You'll provide all the information to do so. But, you know, it just starts with that. We've been able to help, you know, thousands of families, just like your listeners. You know, they've let us help them. And it starts with just a phone call and a conversation, like anything, like we're having today.
Excellent. Shannon Davis is the CEO of American Alternative Assets. Folks, you know me. I don't have people on the show unless I believe in what they're saying. This guy's the real deal. This is an important issue. We're talking about wealth preservation here. Give him a call. The number is 888-GOLD-053. Shannon, thanks for being with us. It's good to see you again.
John, thanks for having me. It's an honor. And everyone listening, please, yeah, don't wait. The warning signs are all there. I'm looking forward to helping your friends and your family, John. I appreciate
Fantastic.
You. Have a great
thanks
day.
Thanks so much. Good to see you again.
All right. Yes, sir. You as well, buddy. Bye for now.
Thank you.